Thanks for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Azira. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Shira from Family First Care LLC.
Thank you. And are you calling for yourself or on behalf of another member?
On behalf of another member, I was transferred here, actually. I'm calling about my participant who doesn't have a service coordinator. The operator just left in an internal note that she said that she was sending me to the service coordinator team department, I believe. I may be saying that wrong.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, are you calling with the member as well?
So I'm calling on behalf of the member. I could get them on the line, but first I wanted to see how much I could do. Yes, I am calling for a member.
What's the member ID?
So I have their Medicaid ID.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
I can take that.
You can take that. Okay. It's 880-386-4126.
Name and date of birth?
Alfred Cameron, 0905-1966.
Okay. And then can I have your name one more time?
That's Shira W, S-H-I-R-A.
Thank you. So just so that I'm able to assist on my end, because this is for member services, I would need consent from the member so that you're able to speak on his behalf.
No, I understand. Okay, so I just spoke to somebody from provider services, and I guess I'll have to take care of that.
Yeah, so if in reference to trying to assist a member with the service coordinator, now through PCC, which is the personal care coordination where they just transfer you over to, we can assist with the service coordinator. We just need consent from the member.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Okay, so let me see if I can get them on the line. How about that?
Okay, take your time.
Hold tight. All right, so I have Alfred Cameron's daughter, Doreen Cameron, sister on the line.
Okay, let me just verify his information. Can you verify his full name and date of birth?
Alfred Blake Cameron, September 5th, 1966.
Thank you. And do you have his member ID as well?
I don't have it on me at hand. I'm not
okay,
at
can
home.
You verify? Can you verify his address?
1901 North Hampton Street, Eastern PA, 18042.
Thank you. And lastly, what was your name again?
Doreen Cameron.
And you give consent for Ms. Shira W. to speak on your behalf?
Yes.
Thank you, and I am able to assist further. How can I assist you today?
So the reason the call was the reason why we called today is because we wanted to see what was going on with that service coordinator. None has been assigned yet to the case. Wanted to see what we could do to escalate that.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and verify his eligibility and everything just so I'm able to further assist here. Can I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Self-appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test.
Thank you so much for holding. Okay, so I went ahead and pulled up his eligibility here, and I see that currently he is under Keystone First Community Health Choices until the 31st, but as of February 1st, he will be with AmeriHealth Caritas of Pennsylvania Community Health Choices. Currently, he doesn't have a service coordinator assigned. Let me see something here.
Is that going to have to be through AmeriHealth then? Is AmeriHealth going to have to do that?
Correct. It's going to have to be through AmeriHealth because as of the 31st, he's no longer going to be under Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Understood. Okay, so I think we're going to be fine till then. I think that's going to be fine.
Okay, yeah, so what I recommend is I can try to put in a request for a new service coordinator so that it's able to begin on the 1st. However, the profile is currently still under Keystone. It's not going to be under AmeriHealth until the 1st.
So how does that work? So what would you advise then?
I would advise to wait until the 1st, call in, and then either a service coordinator will be assigned, and if one is not assigned, we can make a request.
Okay. All right. So let's try and do that then, I believe. Dorian, are you on game with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right.
Okay, all right. Perfect.
So I think, Dorian, I think we're good, unless you have any questions for the fine lady. I think we're good on our end, but I would ask the insurance to stay on the line after Dorian does disconnect.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you both. Have
all
a
right.
Nice evening.
You too, Doreen. Stay warm.
All right. Yes, both of you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Sorry about that. So I have
You're
another
fine.
Participant I'd like to look into. Are you able to help me out with that?
Sure.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. The number ID is 0024. 585853.
Name and date of birth?
So it's Danny Rodriguez Colo,
10/06/1950. Thank you. And then it'll be the same for this member. I just need the consent.
Okay. Let me see. Would you be able to tell me if it's like the other patient about AmeriHealth coming up active on the 1st?
So unfortunately, without his consent, I won't be able to give information other than general information.
Let me try and talk to the daughter then. 1 second.
Please. Okay.
All right, so insurance on the line, I have elderly. She is the daughter for Danny Rodriguez.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and verify his information here. Can you verify his full name and date of birth?
My mother, her date of birth is October 6, 1950. Her name is Dane Rodriguez Colon.
And do you have her member ID?
The member ID for her. Yes, I do. Hold on. I got to look for it in my phone. Oh. Give me one second. I have to take a snapshot of the card. I gotta look for it.
Take your time.
Oh, I just had it out this morning, so I should have saved it. Is there any other way that you could verify me or verify her?
Can you verify her full address?
11909 Academy Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19154. Oh, here, I have it. I have her. You need the one for her participant ID, that number?
Yes.
It's YXM20041890.
Thank you. And then can I have your name one more time?
Elderly Ferrer.
Thank you. Give me one second here. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, so I pulled up her information here. However, I don't have you here either listed to speak on her behalf. If the member is there with you, I can verify the member.
Okay, let me call her. I'm going to have to call her on my phone. Give me one second.
Okay.
I don't know if I can add a call. Add people. They called me. Okay. Hello? Are you there?
I'm still here.
Mommy. Mommy. Mother?
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's on the line. What is her
name? Hello, ma'am.
She don't speak English.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, you said she doesn't speak English?
Yeah, well, I could translate while you're talking to her. Because I'm at work.
I definitely understand. Unfortunately, I can't use you as a translator. What I can do is if she would be unable to verify herself without Spanish, I can get a translator on the line.
Let me just see something. Elderly, would she be able to just answer the simple questions about address, name, age, social security?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she can answer that.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, hello, ma'am.
Go ahead and ask her.
Can you verify your name for me?
Mommy.
Uh-huh.
Te están preguntando algo.
¿Qué? Mi nombre.
El nombre tuyo.
Daniel Rodriguez.
Can you verify your date of birth?
Octubre 6 del 1950.
Are you able to say that in English for me?
October 6, 1950.
Thank you. And can you also verify your address?
Yes. 909 Academy Road.
I didn't call him over. He could stand on the line.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19154. apartment.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to confirm, you give consent for your daughter and for Ms. Shira to speak on your behalf?
Yes.
Thank you. And we are able to proceed. How can I assist you guys?
So what we want to know is the service coordinator hasn't been assigned to the case yet in regards to the waiver program. Could you help us out with that?
Let me go ahead and verify her eligibility as well. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Sure.
Thank you.
As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
That's a problem. What about home care?
Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
Thank you so much for holding.